Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So in the next few days, possibly 7 million people might just call this number. It's the Department of Labor's information line.
If you are calling about the recently enacted COBRA subsidy provisions, please press or say 4.
That's a lot of people pressing 4. This month, the COBRA subsidy, the federal COBRA subsidy, it's a key health insurance program for unemployed people. It keeps their health care if they've left a job. That ends at the end of this month. And it means that health care premiums could triple for many Americans using that COBRA program. What does this mean? Well, with us this morning is Jody Deedle. She's Chief Compliance Officer for WageWorks, a company that administers COBRA benefits for employers across the country. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
It's fair to say people have a lot of anxiety and confusion about their COBRA coverage, right? We can say that right off the top.
Absolutely. It's a very unsettling time for most people.
And of course, Congress may be extending this program. We don't know. Actually, Todd Zwillick was talking to us about that at the editorial meeting. I said, get him on the line. Let's figure out where that is sometime during this segment. And Cheryl Fish Parsham joins us. She's Deputy Director of Health Policy at a nonprofit organization, Families USA. Welcome to the show, Cheryl.
Good morning. Thanks.
Now, you are one of these people who's getting the phone calls, right, Cheryl?
I am indeed.
And explain who's calling, what the volume is, what you've seen over the last few weeks.
Well, people are calling who began receiving the subsidy in March because they were unemployed. And for that group of people who began receiving the subsidy in March, it actually ended yesterday. And people have called saying we really can't afford to pay our premiums. We still are unemployed. There's no hope of a job in sight very soon. What can we do?
And what do you tell them?
Well, right now they have a 30-day grace period to pay the December premiums, and so we're telling them to watch what Congress does, but also to make their voices heard because this is a dangerous time, and we don't know whether it's going to be extended.
30-day grace period. Watch Congress. Tell me when Todd's on the line, okay? You guys in the control room. All right, Jody. People who are on COBRA right now, you know, normally they don't necessarily open their COBRA mail, but this month it's time to really start looking at the fine print, right?
That's absolutely correct. And I would echo what Cheryl said, that it's very important that people keep their coverage in force if they have medical needs. So find a way to pay those premiums before the end of the grace period if Congress doesn't act. But it's definitely the time to make sure that your voice is heard.
Can you do things like forward pay your premiums, say, 3 months in advance at the old cost to at least guarantee that your sort of hooks are still in the system?
Well, if you paid 3 months in advance, you would essentially pay the next premium. And yes, you should find a way to get that premium paid. Any additional amounts that you've paid if the subsidy is extended will, of course, either be applied forward or will be refunded to you depending on the amount.
Cheryl, here's a question for you, all right? I'm on COBRA, let's say. I'm not on COBRA now, really, but if I were, if I shop around, do I jeopardize my COBRA benefits in any way if I start to investigate what my options are?
Well, investigating does you no harm at all. But the problem is that many people won't find a good option. If you buy individual insurance instead of COBRA, an individual insurance plan may not take you if you've had a health condition in the past. And if they do take you, they may exclude coverage of your pre-existing condition for either a number of months or forever. Depending on what state you live in, the protections are better or worse, but many people will find themselves unable to get comprehensive coverage in the individual market. That's why it's so important that this COBRA subsidy be extended.
Well, it's Cheryl Fish Parsham, Deputy Director of Health Policy at the nonprofit organization Families USA. She's giving us advice like she gives people who are calling about their COBRA coverage in this strange grace period that we're in right now. And Jody Deedle is Chief Compliance Officer for WageWorks, a company that administers COBRA benefits.
Cheryl, I have to ask you, most people assume that at some point on the line, there's going to be some program that applies to them and catches them in a safety net, whether that be Medicaid or some other state program. And I know that you said it varies from state to state. But when we're talking about 7 million people losing their COBRA subsidies, does that mean 7 million people perhaps uninsured for the first time, if not ever, then in a long time?
Many, many people will end up uninsured. If people have children and have incomes that are far below the poverty line, they may qualify for Medicaid, and the state income guidelines vary. In some states, there are fairly generous programs to help people. In 27 states, unemployed parents have to have less than 50% of the federal poverty level to be eligible for Medicaid.
Wow. Jody,
so that's the problem.
Jody, does that jive with your figures of who might come off of COBRA and go directly into some of these poverty programs?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And the important thing to remember is that that's really the hook for Congress. Nobody wants that uninsured number to climb at this point.
Okay, guys, we've got Todd Zwillick, our takeaway correspondent. Jody Dito, hold on there. Cheryl, hold on. Todd, what is the situation with this? Is Congress going to actually act on this COBRA benefit? We've seen how slowly they've moved on health care reform.
Well, John, throughout the recession, Congress has been extending these COBRA subsidies every few months, along with unemployment insurance extensions. And they have run out. You're right. This jobs bill that Barack Obama has said he wants Congress to pass was supposed to include an extension of COBRA subsidies, and that was supposed to be completed by the end of December. Now, just yesterday, the House Majority Leader sort of walked that back and said the jobs bill probably won't be completed now until January. Not December, although there are good signs that they may just do a COBRA extension sometime in December. It's unclear, but Congress knows that the clock is ticking on this and they have to do it quickly.
Thanks.
So maybe in the next week or two.
Thanks for that update, Todd Zwillick. Jody Dietl, any hope there?
Call your congressman and senator.
All right. Jody Dietl is Chief Compliance Officer for WageWorks, which administers COBRA and other benefit programs for corporations across the country. Cheryl, did you hear any hope there in what Todd was saying?
Well, I think it's important for people to make their voices heard. It's a very crucial time for people right now.
All right. Cheryl Fish Parsham is Deputy Director of Health Policy for Families USA. Read the fine print. Open your COBRA mail. Don't miss out on the grace period. And if you have any questions, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. We're talking about COBRA benefits possibly expiring at the end of the month.